Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Monday Night Military Tribute. Thank all you veterans out there for your service, because some of you gave a little and some of you gave all. We thank each and every personnel that's ever served in our military. Thank you for your service. We owe you a deep, deep debt of gratitude. Welcome tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla and what he inspired of the technology. And it's going to amaze you. Now, I want you to put on your thinking caps. I want you to grab a pen and piece of paper and take some notes as well. And I want you to go ahead and get ready and press one if this is the first time that you've ever been on our radio show. Press one, because we're going to let you interact with the host tonight and the co-host tonight and be able to ask questions. But first, I want you to think about this. If there was a technology that would allow you to extract and clone and replicate any product that was on the market, even if it was a patented product, let's say it's a plant or an oil, or let's say it was a medicine, let's say it was something to do with energy. Some of you may not realize that everything that God created basically has its own uniqueness. It has its own vibration, atom and molecule, but it has its own individual frequencies. Now, what if technology that could physically extract that frequencies without losing its original strength, as if you were basically taking it, absorbing it, swallowing it, having it beside you, whatever, without losing its original strength and making it extremely reasonable? What kind of opportunity would that give somebody? We're going to talk a little bit about that, but first I need to thank a couple people, because Irv and I would not be able to travel all over the United States and put this show on tonight if it wasn't for people like Richard and Joy Matuition, Sean Doc Farrell, or Diana Anderson. Thank y'all, guys. We love you. We thank you so much, because you do a wonderful job on our radio board. Now, I want to introduce my co-host, and I'm going to interview him a little bit tonight. Now, me and Irv both have built brick-and-mortar businesses and organizations and sales companies that far exceeded over $3.6 million a year in sales. Now, I've got a business degree and a marketing degree, but Irv's a little different. You see, Irv was a college professor at a major university in Ohio, actually two universities in Ohio. He wrote two curriculums for the university. He has an MBA. He has a psychology degree. He has a marketing degree. But what he's really, in a speech degree, what he's really known for, though, is a naturist. This is the type of gentleman that likes to get out and just lay, basically, and walk in the grass, or just lay in the grass, or lay in the sand. He's taken more than a million people on a weed walk and a weed journey, literally all over the world, more than a million plus people, deep into swamps or deserts and foreign lands and foreign countries, to show them things that they can sustain their life, or how to basically live off of nature. Now, we're going to get a little bit into that. Irv, are you here yet?
I think I am.
Great. Now, I'd like for you to try to explain what I just told people about everything basically that God created has a little bit of a frequency. Can you tell them a little bit about what I was talking about?
No, don't understand it at all.
None, huh?
Nobody in the world really understands it. You know, the Lord put it together. It's just, you know, beginning to become, I guess, a topic of inquisitiveness. Some of the foremost authorities on quantum energy on quantum physics, some working, you know, in Switzerland at the Collider, are putting little pieces of the puzzle together. And the great thing is that what we're going to be talking about tonight is a solution that has come to fruition that each and every person on the planet can benefit from, just like you could go outside and walk on the Earth and get the quantum resonating energy out of the Earth, and it will change your life. Just like you can go out during the day and be exposed to the sun and enjoy a healthier experience. Can we explain those? Maybe you could try, but it's much easier to just observe the benefits, and that's what we ask everybody to do. If you're a first-time listener tonight, you'll be able to get some freebies so you could prove it yourself. If you're somebody that's already hooked into the activity that we're putting together worldwide to promulgate this information and improve people's lives, you can get an unlimited number of free, I call them batteries, to share, use, whatever you choose. I'm a poet, don't know it. And ultimately, you have the ability to dramatically change people's lives. So please pay attention to the questions this evening.
Fantastic. Now, Herb, one of the first things that this is a young company. It's an 8-year-old company. They've done over $1 billion in sales. But this young physics major got an invitation to a esoteric event that was basically featuring and going over the notes in the journal of a guy by the name of Nikola Tesla. And in that journal, he had a picture of a car that was driving by itself like in 1895. In 1920, he had a little thing in that journal that had a 3.5-inch wide by 5-inch long device, and they were talking about radio frequencies. Can you enlighten them a little bit about what this company is doing and how it's done over $1 billion in sales in 8 years?
Very simply, Mike Hassler had some great ideas that were really jumped to the next level when he was invited to the Tesla convention, which happened to be in Germany in 2012. And he and his father went to that event. The key components of their experience were they were certainly given some brain swell. And for the young man, Mike, it was enough to inspire some thinking that ultimately put together some ideas that they filed, you know, for patents, and those patents have since been granted. There's now six of them. And the key, very simply, is that as we begin to experience various benefits from the various patents that are now available, the world has changed, and I highly recommend that everybody take advantage of the unconditional guarantee associated with these technologies, and ultimately you're going to be in a position to be among the pioneering individuals that carry these innovative technologies to the world. So let's talk a little bit about the original patent. And maybe that will help everybody understand how important this breakthrough is. First of all, specifically, as Gary alluded to, everything has a resonating energy, a resonating frequency. And we now have, and you can review the patents, don't take our word for it. Simply get back to the individual who invited you to the show this evening, and they'll be glad to guide you to lots of information. Review the patents, and you'll see that we use various methods to isolate frequencies from given sources. And that could be any source. It could be the earth. It could be a mineral. It can be a vitamin. It can be essential oils. It could be plants. It goes on and on. Anything can be, again, reduced to its bare fundamental ingredient, which is the energy contained within that specific substance. So we isolate the frequency, we embed it into a storage device, and just for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call those batteries this evening, because we all can relate to batteries. Batteries are, you know, very simply something that stores energy, and they run out eventually, and you have to, you know, replace the battery. Well, we have very unique batteries made out of carbon fiber materials and made out of holograms, and they hold not your basic energy that we're all familiar with, but quantum resonating energy. And the third part of the original patent, and it's the one that is very difficult for most of us to get our heads around, but again, once you have these modalities, these batteries in your hand, you will absolutely be able to prove it to yourself that they work very effectively, and whether you ever understand them doesn't really make any difference, because they will have that much impact on your life. It's kind of like cell phones or, you know, fluorescent lights or, you know, whatever. There are so many things that we use every day in our lives, and if you had to explain them and try to recreate them, you would probably not be able to even remotely get close. And whatever you would recreate probably wouldn't work nearly as well as the original device. So that's where we stand, and we have modalities in different arenas, and I'll just throw them out there right now. We have them for sleep. We have them for immunity. We have them for weight loss and inch loss, and we have them for detoxing, getting, you know, chemical toxicity out of the body. We have them for EMF protection, electromagnetic frequency. We have them for sleep, immunity. We have them to build your performance and improve your recovery time. You know, if you're in some kind of sporting or competitive event, why not grab the edge? And I have a really cool story, but I'll wait until some questions are asked, and I'll try to work that story in. I'm up here in Michigan, had a really weird experience. My van, you know, kind of had a malfunction, you know, just like people do if they don't take care of their health, I guess. This was probably due to the fact that I just didn't grease tracks enough on the sliding doors. Well, the door popped off, not, you know, just pop loose. It came off the truck. So being in Detroit without a side door is not a good thing for many reasons. But I managed to, you know, kind of wire tie it and, you know, put some bungee cords and some truckers, you know, devices to hold it to the side of the truck so it sort of looked like it was in place. And today I, you know, went around from, and again, it was a great opportunity to do some prospecting, went from, you know, business owner to business owner, body shops, repair shops, you know, just guys that sort of look like they might have a little mechanical ability. And I figured that I was able, you know, would easily be able to repair it, but I couldn't do it alone. It's one of those things, you can't hold up a 100-pound door or whatever and balance it at both ends and get it in the three tracks and, you know, whatever. So today, I had an amazing experience related to the mechanic and his boss and the other guy that were at this privately owned repair shop, and I can't wait to share it. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, that's what I was just fixing to say, because there's stuff for discomfort, anxiety, stress, mental fatigue, better joint movement. So let's open up the phone lines and get some questions. Richard, do you have anybody that would like to ask a question? Press 1, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get some questions. Branding partners, new people, it don't matter. Press 1 now, and Richard will call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. And when he calls out the last 4 digits of your phone number, just basically ask any question except medical. We are not allowed, we're not doctors, we're not practitioners. Please do not ask anything medical, because this show has not been evaluated. It's not been by any government regulatory agencies. We're not here to cure, prevent, diagnose any disease or any medical condition. So please don't ask. And we're not here to talk about any kind of income. Please get back with whoever invited you. They're going to share the website, and you can go look at all of this information, literally in writing, to get a lot of the stuff answered. But we'd love to hear some questions. So if you would, press 1. Richard.
I sent you a text, Gary. No one has their hand up.
Well, let's, if you don't put your hand up, I'm going to tell them to pick by somebody. So go ahead and volunteer. I know how many's on the call, so start pressing 1, or he's going to open up the line and pick your number. Press 1.
No one's,
just 1 time.
No one's taking your offer, Gary.
Well, then open up a line and call out their number.
7240, Dave. You've been chosen.
7240. Hey, Dave.
Hey, you can hear me now?
How are you? Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Hey, for the last few days, I've been really pooped out up until yesterday and today. I was in church the other day, and one of my buddies up front of me, he couldn't stand up. So I said, hey, Rich, I'm going to give you a quantum card. I want you to stick this in your sock. So last night when we got together, stuck it in his sock, and he goes, this is silly. I go, play with me. Just hold on. You'll find out. This is the first time in months that his wife looked at him and says, honey, you're still standing up. So then at the end of the meeting, I'm hoping Rich is on the phone tonight. I'm hoping, I don't know, that he never stood or never sat down, you know, for singing. And he goes, there's something with this card. I don't know what it is, but you're right. I feel better. I loved it.
All right.
Did that?
It does do wonders.
Oh, yeah.
If you put it in your sock, I don't know what it does, but it does give you energy.
I was asking him if the right side was better than his left side. He goes, no, I feel pretty good both sides. You know, his feet are
cool.
Only, what, 8 inches?
Absolutely. Well, maybe
really
he'll
cool.
be on the call tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
What's the last 4 digits of his phone number? We'll see.
I don't know. Not
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else? Press 1. If not, we're going to start randomly picking a number.
Thank you, David.
Yes, thank you, David. Richard.
Well, while we're waiting, I'm going to tell the story, the other side of the story. Okay, I went
okay.
to this privately owned mechanic shop, and I walked in, and it was closing time, you know, 4 o'clock. They close at 5, and apparently they were done with projects for the day. And the mechanic was there, just one mechanic, and it so happens that he just became the mechanic for his best friend. They've been friends forever, and he used to have... The mechanic had his own shop, but recently, within the last month, he decided to partner up with his best friend and become the mechanic. And that was the situation. So he's there, and then there was another older gentleman there that didn't seemingly do very much, although he perked up once we started talking about relief, because turns out he has some major knee challenges. So anyhow, I said, you know, this is going to be probably a pretty weird request. I know you guys do mechanical repairs. You're not, you know, a body shop by any means, but I have a weird, you know, kind of crisis going on here, and that is my door is bungeed to the side of the truck. And I'd like to, you know, get it back into the tracks and functioning. And the mechanic came out, he said, well, I've heard crazier things. And then he went on to say, I've even had situations in my life where I welded doors to a vehicle. And I said, no, we don't want that, but let's go look at it. And he said, okay. So we went out, and, you know, I kind of began to show him what I had tried to do by myself, but there was no way that I was able to, you know, get the door mounted back onto the truck by myself, you know, do the balancing and do the bolting and whatever. So, you know, he absolutely immediately picked up on, you know, all my instructions and went out and got the right tool, which I didn't have. And he, you know, took the kind of cumbersome bolt out that was prohibiting placing everything into the tracks. And at that point, you know, we were working together, coordinating our efforts. And, you know, there were some pretty cumbersome maneuvering to get it, you know, back in line, and then, you know, a crowbar and all the good things that go along with putting things in tracks. And he did that in relatively quickly. I mean, it was just a really neat, went perfectly kind of repair job. So after that, I, you know, walked into the garage, you know, and said, well, how much do I owe you? And the older guy said, talk to the boss, okay? And so the mechanic went in and explained what he had done, and the boss, you know, threw out a number. And I was elated because compared to a body shop, boy, I would have been murdered for that repair. But bottom line is that, you know, that was cool. And, you know, I had to pay the guy, but I didn't go to get any money. So I had a captive audience. Bottom line, they're ready to get out of there. You know, they had probably no interest in talking jibber-jabber or listening, but again, when you have the controlling hand, and money is a controller in a lot of circumstances, you can definitely get some airtime. And that's what we did. I began to explain that I have a card that will make a dramatic difference in their lives. And I pulled it out, plinked it on the table, and they all heard the sound. And at that point, you know, there's some curiosity going on. And I said, are you, to the mechanic, are you left-handed or right-handed? And he said, I'm left-handed. No, he said, I'm right-handed. Okay. And I said, well, then put out your left arm and be as strong as you can. You want to hold it up, and your friend here, the boss, is going to push it down whenever you tell him you're ready. And the boss willingly coordinated his efforts and started pushing on the guy's arm. Guy was pretty strong, but it went down. Okay, so I said, is that all you have? You know, is that as strong as you could be? And he indeed did it again, and yeah, maybe improved things a little, but pretty much the boss was able to push his arm down without a whole lot of resistance. I said, great, that's our baseline. Now take this card. I have no idea what you're going to experience. Some people are tuned into their energy fields and really have some cool experiences, and other people look at me like I'm absolutely nuts. And because they don't feel anything. But it doesn't matter. The point is that the energy that we've embedded in this card, which includes earthing frequency and EMF protection and a lot of other really cool things that the body just really relates to. And at that point, he held the card and he said, I feel some amazing, you know, kind of tingling in my hands. And then he said, I have, and he talked about a challenge that a lot of people have that do manual dexterity stuff. A lot of typists, a lot of secretaries get it, and they end up needing surgery. That has to do with their carpal system. And he had that challenge, and he said, you know, I think it feels better. And I said, it will get better, okay. And he held it for about a minute. And at that point, he said, it's already, you know, going up beyond my hand. It's going up my left arm. I feel, you know, this is really amazing. And he's getting really excited. And I said, okay, let's do the, you know, kind of the test to see if you have any noticeable differences in your strength. And, you know, had him hold it in his right hand, stick his left hand out again, and had the boss push down. And there was such a dramatic difference. They both were freaking out. You know, how does it do that? You know, what's going on? There's no way that a card can make that much difference in a man's strength. And I said, it's not the card. It's the energy of the earth. And, you know, they said, well, how's that possible? And I said, well, tune into our radio show. And I gave them an invite. And you know, ultimately, we started talking about other things. And I showed them the patches that I have on. I said, here's some other you know, resonators, other things storing energy. And I showed them on my right wrist, I have a nitro gold. And then I pulled my shirt down and showed them on my left, above my left breast, under my collarbone, I have an immunity sticker. And, you know, I have a pet tag on and I have a wow tag on. And I, you know, pulled them all out and made sure that they kind of reviewed what was going on. And at that point, I said, you guys have any challenges? And one guy said, well, I don't perform in the bedroom the way I would like to. And I said, oh, bam, bam, we got that one resolved, okay? And ended up that I gave him a pack of samples. So he has four of the nitro and four of the relief if he wants them for something later on or whatever. And I said, you know, put it on a couple hours before you're planning on some activity. Well, he stuck it on right as we were there. I mean, he's ready for this, you know, by now he's on the job, okay? And then the owner wanted the same thing. And then the other older gentleman, he wanted something to specifically help with his discomfort in his knees. So I gave him wow batteries. So have no clue at what's going to, you know, kind of turn out of all that activity, but I certainly will be following up. You know, I have their phone number. I have, again, you know, the man's business address. I have a lot of basic information, and ultimately I certainly sparked their interest in the beginning. Now it's a matter of the samples doing their magic, and I'll call them enough times that we'll get them in front of all the information so they could really appreciate what's going on, and may have some more brand partners in the Warren, Michigan area. That's how it works, guys. Everybody should be doing that every day.
Sounds cool. Let me see. I'm going to go, I'm going to put some quantum energy out there. I wonder if Pam's on the call. Open up Pam's line if she's here, Richard.
Hey, how's everybody?
Incredible.
Man,
quantum energy works really great.
Look at how powerful you are.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, so,
what's new? What's new?
Well, I wanted to second what Herb was saying. Demonstrating the products is just phenomenal. People, you can't argue it. You can't. And even, you know, like you were saying, Herb, young guys, you know, they think they're strong, and then they're just a little blown away that, you know, this little lady can push their arm down and and then the frequencies make them strong, as strong as, you know, they think they are. And then, so I went and did the YouTube, and hopefully it'll be on. It takes them about a week or so. So I've been working with those folks, and so the premise was somebody that has problems letting go of things. And so I took a lot of the products with, and I took your suggestion, Gary, and I charged the water. And then they went and got, you know, some glass containers to put the water in, four corners. So, and she felt stronger. She felt better at combining the earthing card, the food freshness card during a Reiki session. And then before I even left, she had a basket of socks that they're the mismatched socks that come out of the dryer. And they've been in the dining room for 3 years. So she was motivated before I even left to dump those in the dumpster. So
cool.
But we said we were going to make a happy space, raise the vibration in each room. So the dining room was the first room she was going to tackle. So that's where we put the water. And it was just phenomenal to watch. So I can't wait to get the reports of how the house is coming back around that it was her family saying, you know, we know she's overwhelmed and she needs help. So who would ever think, who would ever think that we could even help with something like that? So
We learned something else this Saturday. If you take the food freshness card and put it under the jar of the water that you charge with the earthing card, it's just going to make it go like, wow. It'll raise it even higher.
And I've been doing that. We have, bottles of water in the store, and, you know, in Florida, it's hot, it's nice, you're ready. So people want water. Putting the bottles on the food freshness card, and people are loving it.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you, Pam, for that input. Anybody got any questions you want to ask? It's all branding partners tonight, Irv, so anyone got a question, got a thought, got an input? No one? Well, Irv, I guess we're going to have another short night because I'm fixing to get up into the mountains over here in Washington and I won't have service for long, so... You want to close it out, or do you want me to?
He's there, but
can
we don't hear him.
Me?
Sorry about that. Yeah, I can hear you. I was on mute on my phone. Sorry about that.
Anybody new?
Nope. Still all branding partners. No hands going up.
All right, well, let's try to have some new people on, folks, Wednesday night. Those of you that are new, I'd love to get your input on this format or the other format, trying to figure out which format works the best. But we're going to go ahead and close it out because I'm going to be getting into climbing the mountain here in like about 4 minutes or less, and I'll lose signal. So thank each and every one of you, but thank those of you that served. Thank you so much for your service. And please show up Tuesday night on our webinar, but try to invite some people Wednesday and Thursday night. Let's see if we can't make a great showing and share this new format with people and see if each one of us, let's see if we can't have at least 10 between all of us have 10 branding partners on tonight's call, or not tonight. Wednesday and Thursday night, that'll be a total of 20 new partners to listen in. So thank you all. We love you. We appreciate you. Irv and I and Richard, we are always here to help you. If you got questions, get in touch with us. And thank you. We'll see you Wednesday night. God bless you. God bless America. And we'll see you tomorrow night on the webinar.
Glad you mentioned that, Gary. Thank you. Good night, everyone. 9 p.m. Eastern. Zoom call.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.